you're starting for the next Thursday?
No.
What are you still evaluating going through?
A lot of things. A lot of things.
I'm sorry, though. You said you have not made a decision. Are you talking
no.
about how much does Sean's help play a role in the decision, or is that not?
The health of any player is the first determinant whether they play or not.
What did you see other guys? Did they bounce back on the field today, 2 days after?
It's been good, yeah. No, these guys are into it. You know, it's hard to have a full throttle practice. But they've been very focused, good meetings. Had, you know, more of a fast pace, kind of like a jog through today. But it was good, very good.
Do you anticipate, like, a game time decision?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a rule that says I have to publicly announce it. So,
Bill, when you got all your tight ends out and you got inexperience at receiver, how important is it for Hopkins to have a really big game?
Hopkins will be targeted several times in every game that we play this year. At least we will try to do that. So whatever that means, you know what I mean, John? Like, that's my answer to that. Like, regardless of who's out there, three tight ends, four tight ends, one tight end, no tight ends. Hopkins will, the ball will be thrown in his direction quite a bit. I think everybody knows that. I mean, he was targeted 16 times, and I really wish I targeted him 20 times on last Sunday.
The second Jalen Strong helped you guys a little bit to have, especially with the injuries you had to receiver.
Getting Jalen back? Yeah, no, anytime you get a guy back that's been out for a week with the suspension, that's good. You know, you want your full complement of players as much as you can. It's, you know, at every position.
Bill, when it comes to the offense, how much would have to change if Watson plays, if Watson starts versus Savage, or is the offense enough that you don't drastically have to alter
game? Yeah, I don't think it really changes that much for either guy. You know, they both obviously have different skill sets. There's maybe, you know, three or four different plays that we run, you know, vice versa, that the other guy doesn't run. But, you know, it doesn't really change too much. A lot of it's based on health, Brian. You know, it really is with every player, whether it's a tight end, a quarterback, with any player.
Bill, are you expecting to make a roster move here with the tight end position?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Not sure. I mean, it's a short week. You know what I mean? So, like, we don't have to make that today. You know, we can wait up until a certain time to make a move. You can train a guy during the week, you know what I mean? Get him ready for the game plan and then make that move if you think you need to make that move right before the game, basically. You know what I mean?
Do you have other guys that can step on into tight end, at least as a blocker, without having to have a true pass catcher?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's plenty of guys that can play, you know, the role of a blocker close to the ball. You know, meaning like in a tight end area, there's plenty of guys that can do that.
What do you think about Evan Bayless when he had a chance at camp in preseason?
Yeah, he did some good things. I mean, he's a smart kid. Caught the ball well, worked very hard. Guy that, you know, look, he's a little bit light, but, you know, he blocked okay, you know, for what we asked him to do. So, you know, I think he's a promising young guy.
Has Braxton missing so much time in practice set him back?
I think anytime you miss a lot of time with any player, I think you just, I don't know if it sets you yourself back, but at that position, it sets the timing back. You know what I mean? You have to work hard to get the timing back with the quarterbacks, with that, you know, wide receiver position.
With Jeff Allen being hurt, is Mance going to start at right guard?
Mance will start, yeah. Mance will play.
What do you like about Mance going back to last year up through this first game?
Going back to last year? Yeah, he's a very bright guy. He can play all three inside spots. He's a really tough guy. He's come back from a lot of different injuries. He's played through injuries this preseason, you know, was out there quite a bit. Obviously can play center, can play right guard, left guard. So there's a lot, you know, a lot that I like about Greg.
Other than scoring points, what could Tom have done in the game in that first half to not be on the bench?
Yeah, I would say that game's over, Sarah. You know, really, I'm sorry, but that game's over. I'm so far gone from that game. I mean, it's a short week. We're trying to get ready for Cincinnati. So for me to stand up here and evaluate that game, I mean, wasn't a good game. Wasn't a good game.
If he plays on Thursday, what can he do better?
I think everybody needs to do better. I need to do better. Anybody that plays in the game on Thursday needs to just do their job a little bit better, whatever that job is. I'm good, whatever that job is.
The five players who are listed with concussions, Cushing, yeah. Do you expect all of them not to play?
Yeah, I would say they would not play. Yeah, I mean, I think it's almost impossible with the way the protocol is set up for them to be able to play. I would say if there's anybody that would have a chance, it might be like Griffin and maybe Bruce Ellington, but probably not. I'm just trying to be honest with you. You know what I mean? Like, probably not.
Bill, there's something else. You mentioned health plays a part. What about everything else around it? The
narrow
line of your opponent? Does all that come into your decision making?
Sure, yeah. I mean, everything go. You know, you try to do the best, really, at every position, but especially at that position. You want to, you know, you want to try to do the best you can for the player. You want to try to do the best you can for the team when you make those decisions. You know, what's best for the team. And you try to, every time you make that decision, you're trying to, you know, in your mind, you're making a decision that affects the whole team. And so you have to do a good job of evaluating not only the player, but everything around the player.
When he makes those types of decisions at quarterback, how do you find the balance between sticking to the plan that you guys develop and cultivate in the offseason versus, you know, stuff happens and you need to do whatever you need to do to get a win?
You have to make decisions, Matt. You know what I mean? Like, you got to make decisions. You can't just sit there and go, well, you know, you know, I can tell you that, you know, we're pretty close to making a decision as to who's going to play. I would say in this case, a lot of different factors go into it that aren't really in our control, maybe. And so I think that, you know, we'll make a good decision for the team, but you just have to say to yourself, okay, evaluate it. You have to evaluate it quick in the NFL, and you have to look at a lot of different factors. And at any position, you have to say, okay, we're gonna stick with this plan, or, you know, this needs to change a little bit in order for us to be successful.
Norwood's having a concussion preseason and another one. Might this take longer?
I would say that it might take longer. Yep.
Bill, what do you like from guys like Zach Cunningham, Dylan Cole? They're going to obviously get some reps there if Cush can't go. So what are you seeing from them in that first game?
Yeah, both guys made plays on special teams. Zach made a really nice play on a punt down towards our bench, and I thought he made a real nice tackle on that play. I thought Dylan made some nice plays on both special teams and on defense. Same with Zach. They're young. They're learning. They're very active players. They're tough players. They're smart players. They're good players. They're good young players that I think have a real good future.
Sorry, we keep asking about the
quarterback. That's
all right. Is this decision for Thursday, whatever you make, or is it past Thursday? You're not looking past Thursday. It's for this game.
Try not to look too far into the future. You know, it's definitely for Thursday. But, you know, you're also saying, like, you know, you're going to try your best to stick with the decision. Good.